Russia invaded Ukraine 3 months ago, and the war continues to threaten Ukrainian democracy. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Larry Diamond, Senior Fellow in Global Democracy at Stanford and a Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. How are things going in Ukraine right now?
Well, good morning, Melissa. Not great. The country is at war. It's suffering horrible losses. Russia is engaging in a pattern of military conflict that respects no laws of war or humanitarian considerations. And while Ukraine has mounted, I'd say, a noble, courageous, and surprisingly effective defense, and the country as a whole is not going to fall. Kyiv, the capital, is not going to fall. Russia is gaining ground in the so-called eastern Donbass region.
And Larry, a month ago, there were a lot of Western analysts who thought that there was no way Russia's offensive in the Donbass was going to succeed. The country was running out of gas and manpower, and that the invasion was doomed to failure. But yet we're seeing Russia gain ground. It may be incremental, but they are gaining ground in the Donbass. They're closing the gap around Severodonetsk. It does seem like the war is starting to tilt a little towards Russia's way. How big of an issue is that for Europe?
Well, it's a big issue for not only Europe, but the United States, and most of all the Ukrainian people. And Russia seems determined to bear any price in order to achieve at least some of its war aims, to be able to claim that it got at least a partial victory. So I think the message for Ukraine, they understand this, but for the American people, Jason, is that we better be prepared for a very long war. And we need to transfer to the Ukrainians the advanced rocket launchers that they are seeking to try and tilt the military balance in the eastern region. And it looks now, after wavering, that the Biden administration is going to do that.
And we're seeing that report that the Biden administration is considering sending some of those multiple rocket launchers to Ukraine, as well as the longer-range howitzers. But then there are reports out of Germany, France, and Italy that they're not in favor of sending those heavy weapons into Ukraine. Are you concerned that there are divisions forming within NATO, and how would that help Putin right now?
Well, there have always been these divisions in NATO, and I think President Biden and his administration did a remarkable job of unifying the alliance and transcending them. But there's a division of interest. NATO is on Russia's doorstep. That is our European allies in NATO. They don't want a wider conflict. They're more risk averse. So we need to keep working at it, and we need to keep pressing, and we need to make clear that we can't allow Ukraine to be defeated, that it's an existential issue for the future of Europe and the future of democracy in the world. And not least, if you read other articles that are coming out, the way China may look at this and how it may judge its calculations with respect to launching a war of aggression against Taiwan.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That's Larry Diamond, Senior Fellow in Global Democracy at the Freeman Spogli Institute at Stanford and a Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution.